Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Omani Harrell at PEP Pep, People and Power Purpose Podcast. Yes, guys, let's get right into it. Why is it that every time we get upset when we are not in control of things, when in reality, we are not in control of anything? Let me say that again. Why is it that we get upset when we are not in control of things, when in reality, we're not in control at all? God has allowed us to go through a process in each and every one of our lives. And we have a tendency to have this misunderstanding that we are in control of how things go. God is a wonderful Father, and He teaches us in our experiences. And if we continue to disregard the process, we have a tendency to repeat that. It's called a test. And when you don't do it the first time, He'll change it around. It'll still be the same test, but He'll use different people, different places, but the same idea. Why do we have such a problem with being in control? When we say we give it to God, we truly trust God, right? This is what we say. But in reality, we don't say that. We actually are saying that, but we don't mean it. And we want to say, God, I give you everything. I give you my daughters. I give you my children, my money. I give you my life, Lord. But in reality, we're just playing the role. I'm going to give it to you for 2 seconds, and then I'm going to pick it back up and put it in my backpack and carry that weight. When He says, cast all our cares onto Him, all of them. And when we are truly trusting, God can truly walk in and be able to do what He has to do. But we have to be trustworthy. And in order to be trustworthy, you have to truly give everything you need to give back to God. I know that sounds crazy, and I know that sounds not logical to some, but you don't really trust God. This ain't about control. This is about your trust. See, people get that twisted, that thinking that your trust is just saying, okay, I'm going to give this to you today, and then tomorrow I'm going to pick it back up, and I'm going to do what I need to do because I know best what's best for me. When in reality, you're still dealing with your identity crisis, which in reality, you really don't know who you are. So how can you deal with something and handle it if you really don't know who and whose you are? You say you do, but in your actions, it shows that you are really confused. You're full of doubt. You're not confident in the God that's in you, and you have a tendency to compromise every second of the day. You dummy down, you get frustrated when people don't respect you, quote unquote, enough. But you give them the opportunity to walk on you. Then you get upset. How can you get upset when you have given them the keys? See, the enemy will give you tidbits. He'll give you something to show that maybe that's what it is, when in reality, that's not really what it is. It's if you decide to go that route. See, we blame the devil and everything that happens, but it's really not the devil that is causing this confusion. It is you that is allowing it to manifest. And it's you that, when you make decisions in an emotional state, causes your thoughts to be reality. See, we also blame God for not being there, but in reality, when we sin, we separate ourselves from God. God has never moved. He's not a man that He should lie, nor the son of man that He should repent. So if that's the case, He ain't never left us, nor will He forsake us ever. It's us that divides. It's us that, I'm getting deep. Somebody's getting accountable. Nobody wants to be responsible for what they're doing. They just want to blame somebody. Have you ever heard the saying that when you point your finger, those other four fingers are pointing right back at you? Let's get accountable. Let's be mindful of what we say, how we say it, and what we do. People do things to you because you allow them to. You go through the things that you go through because you have opened yourself to it. When we start trying to make decisions in our emotions, we have a tendency to always blows up in our face, and then we run to God. How about we run to God before any mistakes happen? How about we ask God to give us a definition of how we're supposed to do things? Give us clarity, oh God. Help us to shift this thing. Let us be responsible and accountable to you, oh God, so we can know that this is really what you're saying and not a confusing thought that causes us to figure out something different when in reality the facts are there that no, you have no control over what happens. No, you're not all together. No, you are emotional. No, you're not lacking the emotionality. You're just being a baby. Yes, you are pouting. Yes, you are going through issues. Yes. Say yes to God. Stop confusing your traditional thinking and what you were told the word says. And start getting a relationship with God so he can tell you what he's saying. I think I stepped on somebody's toes today too on that one. He says, study to show thyself approved, right? In the truth, in his truth, right? When we talk about that, we get confused as you know, we know the word. Oh, yes, the word is the word, and you're supposed to study. He's not telling you to sit there and read the Bible from Genesis to Revelations. That's not what he's saying. He's saying, study me, understand me, give me an outline of you and me. Come to me for everything. Control is not really control. It's submission. And when we submit to God and all his glory, we will be given dominion and authority and the mantle that we truly have been ordained to get. It is an honor to serve Christ in everything I do. And no, I'm not in control of my life. No, Daddy is. Abba Father is. And I am honored to serve. But I know that he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I know that if I listen to him, that it will be all good. I know that there are some things that will happen that will cause distractions. And distractions may come. But as I focus on Christ, everything will be for my good. I know if I take the emotion out of my decision making and look at the facts and look at God's truth, the truth, the only truth, I'll be okay. My children will be excellent. My husband will be pristine. And my life will be used. And I will be empty when I close my eyes finally. So let's stop getting wrapped up in controlling things and let God take the wheel. Let him take the train down the tracks, whether they are curvy, got hills, and there's valleys. But let him take control. Let him put the coal in the engine to heat up and give it energy. Let him do it. And I'm telling you, if you just sit back and allow God to do what he said he was going to do in your life, my brother, my sister, you will be living as it is in heaven, as it is on earth. From prosperity to divine health, to divine wealth, to divine respect, he will make your name great. Stop trying to make your name great. Stop trying to do things that are not of God. Allow him to prepare you for the greatness. So when you do receive it, you know what to do with it, and you won't cause yourself to be confused. Control is not about you. It's about God. Release the control. Release it. This is Omani Harrell, PEP, PEP, People Empower Purpose Podcast. Let's release the control, y'all. Bye.